save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get all the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in and own all the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
They got it. They got the horses. So looking proud. So that's the big thing I want to see, man, and see how that all works too. So, and plus a ton of really good prospects to look at. Platinum Edition, shout out to Platinum Edition, says Hulker is going to be a monster. You absolutely right, bro. If you take a look at the Saints undrafted guys, I mean, you could basically see some of them, if they stay on the code, keep ascending like we've seen their games are doing, we could see some of these guys step into a solid reserve role and might even play if injury occurs. Like Hulker could be a dude that do that. He steps right past Michael Jacobson and Tommy Hudson, these two practice squad players. Taysom's more of a flex player. They use him all over the place. And he could become that third tight end behind Foster Monroe. And if Foster Monroe have injury issues like he did last year, Hulker could climb the chart. He can climb the ladder. He can climb the ladder because he got the size. He got good footwork. He can catch the ball. He has some degree of athleticism. He ain't super fast and all that, but the kid could play. Now, he got some knocks on his game talking about him in terms of his blocking. He need to be better, a better blocker. But, man, listen, Clancy, we got Coach Clancy there, man. Listen, we should be all right, man, with the tight ends. But, yes, indeed, guys like Hulker can climb. Also, like Kabote, y'all guys need to check him out, the running back there. He's really, and it's a bunch of them, man. It's a lot. But some of these guys can have an opportunity to impress. And like, check this out. We just talked about Clint Kubiak. A lot of these young guys are going to have an opportunity to try to impress him because he don't know all these guys besides the name guys. He knows the Chris Olaves and the Rashid Shaheeds. He knows those guys from film work. But in terms of all these other guys, you know, he don't know all these guys. So, you know, whoever picks up the system faster than the other guy could have an opportunity to slide in there and get some action. This is a whole new system that the entire offense has to pick up. So whoever picks it up first, man, they can have an opportunity to step to the head of the line, man. You know, so or even if you're a wide receiver that's kind of buried, if you're shining, man, you might have an opportunity to step up, man, and step up higher. Remember, the Saints are not scared of promoting undrafted college free agents to roles and making it pop. Rashid Shaheed's an ultimate example of that. He was an undrafted college free agent the Saints picked up, and man, a couple of years now, a Pro Bowler. JT Gray the same way. Juwan Johnson. It goes on and on. So the Saints, those guys should be inspired by guys like the aforementioned guys I mentioned. They're there. Carl Granderson. So, I mean, man, Carl Granderson, JT Gray, Rashid Shaheed, they're all over the place. Juwan Johnson, it's all over the freaking place. They're all over the place providing, stepping up and helping the team win. Right, Brother James said, cool. He says, Q, it's cool signing all these DBs, but we've got a plethora of them. My concern are the two offensive linemen from the Schwagman. One from Schwagman University. Okay, I'm quite familiar with Schwagman University, man. You know, I and the one from Tasty Donuts. Now, see, I don't Tasty Donuts, man. That guy. All right, yeah. Swagman and Tasty Donuts. Carr gonna catch. He says Carr's gonna catch hell. You know, he needed to be perfect. Yeah, he does have a propensity to kind of hold on to the ball a little longer than what we want him to be. But that's why I was calling for the running attack. And I've said this before because Carr, remember, Derek Carr is learning a whole new system again. He got a whole new again. So I don't know how many systems. What is that? Nine system number 8 or 9? I don't know what it is with this, what's going on. But my take is it too, is like, that's why what Clint Kubiak was saying is that he has to teach his system in phases. And this is a complicated system with a lot of moving parts. But at the end of the day, I will feel more comfortable relying on a running attack than on Derek Carr. Derek Carr off the back of the running attack in play action mode. Play action Derek Carr. I'm comfortable with play action Derek Carr. How about that? Is that a thing? Play action Derek Carr. We seen Derek Carr in play action late last year, and he looks pretty decent. Play action Derek Carr. Play action Derek Carr off the back of the running attack. Off the back of the running attack Derek Carr. That's the Derek Carr that I think has the most success, because you want to limit him, his touches and his attempts per game. I want to rely on a running attack until the system is better understood by the quarterback and others. And I feel confident in Alvin Kamara, Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, guys like that over Derek Carr. You know, I don't want, you know, Derek, go out there and win us the game. No, you better not do that. He got to learn it like everybody else, but I'm more confident in Kamara than in Carr. I'm just going to keep it a buck 16 with you on that. Brother Tedra says, why do I still want another defensive? Yeah. Pass rush specialist, maybe. Come on in, Cam. Spot on third downs. I don't know, bro. Maybe you thinking somebody going to get hurt or something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you feeling, Tedra, is that you feeling like, man, listen, man, you know, we signed these guys, but hey, Q, Chase Young is banged up. He having neck surgery. That's not like you having some itsy bitsy surgery. That's pretty serious. Somebody, you know, operating on your neck. You know, it's like, yeah, he just got to have neck surgery. He'll be fine. What? The dude having neck surgery. You know, that's serious. So, I mean, you know, we're going to see, man. But maybe you feeling that, bro. You know, Cam had the foot issue. They saying he'll be 100% by camp. And then, of course, the unprovenness of Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey. Maybe that got you nervous. That's probably what it is, bro. Because we got a lot of guys there, but behind, you know, Cam's getting older. The only really solid thing you have that you've seen was Carl Granderson, to be honest with you. Because Chase Young coming off neck surgery, we don't know, you know, they're saying he's supposed to be ready. We'll wait and see. Cam coming off that foot injury that he had, which, you know, see how he looks there. Peyton Turner's still coming off whatever damn injury he had. And then you're looking at Isaiah Foskey, who hadn't really showed you very much. So that's why you probably a little shaky. That's why the hell you're shaking. All right. What's up, Greg? Shout out to you, man. All right. Yeah, it's really interesting, man. What's up, Quavada? Shout out to you, bro. Y'all got any questions throwing in the chat? What's up, Tuck? Shout out to you. Says she said Kubiak holds his cars close to the vest. Hey, Q. Yeah, hey, yeah, he does. I remember McAllister was trying to get him to do that. He's smart enough not to go for it, to try to explain the intricacies of what he does. Because, you know, that offense is family business. Let's just say it like that, right? The Clint Kubiak offense is not something like he's Pete Carmichael. You know, and he was, you know, he happens just to be rocking with Coach Peyton all those years. And he just learned it by default from being with him for 20 something years, right? No, Clint Kubiak, that's the family business. And then he had mixed in with Kyle Shanahan's system. And Kyle Shanahan runs a, man, listen, Shanahan runs a very nice system, man, because his movement is all over the place. You know, his double shifts and people running left and right to misdirect the defense. Defense have to be pretty intelligent to keep up with the 49ers are doing. You see what I'm saying? Because you go watch their games, man, it's a lot of movement going on right there. It's a lot of onus on the offensive linemen to start pulling and being on time. Pull and get to where you need to be. Block the guy out. And I'm just pity-pat with him like we've seen the Saints do. They'll run out, that offensive lineman will pull and pity-pat with the guy, you know, all this kind of stuff. No. Maul that guy out of that. Clean that up so Kamara can get to the second level and then to the third level and hopefully breaks it for a long touchdown. Maul that guy out of there. Play nasty. And that's the temperament the Saints didn't have consistently last year. You got to have a mean attitude, but mean under control, not out of control. Like what Penning was doing when he first got here. He just played, beyond the whistle and push people all in the ground. It's a point where you need to listen to the whistle. That could hurt the team. But play with that intensity and know when to stop. Like when the whistle blows, you know, that's a wrap. You know, then on to the next one. But we don't have that temperament. McCoy is not a nasty offensive lineman. Cesar Ruiz is not known as a nasty offensive lineman. Really, the only person that had that temperament was Trevor Penning before his confidence got broken down, before he lost his confidence. When he first came in there, man, you know, he was in there doing, you know, pancaking people, pushing them around, getting in fights with the veterans. He's like, man, who is this? We love this guy. That's what we're talking about. We wanted that to kind of transition into the overall mindset of the team, and it never did. We had a milquetoast mentality many games. You can't operate. Andrew's running around there with a blank face, you know, whatever. No, man, it's an attitude when running the ball, because you're dominating the team. And domination takes a certain mindset and an attitude to happen. It's an emotional game. So you gotta implement that. So we'll see what he does. And really, outside of Tulis Fuaga, who's our first round draft pick, Ali Udo is the guy that we want to see what he can do. I was watching some tape on Ali Udo, and Ali Udo, to me, as a tackle perspective, his feet ain't fleet enough to play the tackle position, but he's decent enough. He is a very solid guard. So we'll be looking at a new left side of the Saints line, whether it's Fuaga on that left side, but Ali Udo is definitely going to operate at that guard position. And we'll see with Ram. I don't think Ram will be back in time. Well, hopefully he does, but we'll see what happens. But we'll see a lot of question marks with the offensive line, man. You know, you talked about Brother James mentioned the man from Swagman University. You talk about Shane Lemieux and Justin Heron. A lot of people was thought the Saints might go after more established veterans, but it's all about the money, right? It's all about the money. They're letting you know that they're not going to be spending a ton of money bringing in names that you might. I'm surprised that we got Will Harris, to be honest with you. I'm surprised we got him, you know, so we'll see what it's shaking, man. We'll see what's all shaking about, man. All right. Yeah. Brother Byron says, I say Christian Boyd upgrade to Malcolm Roach Q. Okay. Thank you, Byron. Appreciate you. Well, and he says Will Harris could play nickel and safety. Outfit. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I had the breakdown. I just showed the breakdown from PFF that showed where he played percentage wise in terms of the cornerback position in the slot outside. It showed how his percentage of play as from the safety position, either the box or the free. So he was it showed that he played, you know, in those different roles. And usually when you're a jack of all trades, you know what that means. You're not really particularly great at one thing, but you can do a number of different things well. So the team uses you. So it's always good to have that type of player that fits in there. So I'd rather have them than not have them, because if you look at the safety position, if injuries start impacting us there, boy, we go down. It's a huge gap between your starting safeties and where your backups are. When you look at Jonathan Abram played well for us. And if you know how to utilize him correctly, you know, he has issue in covering the pass. He got a little better, in my opinion, last year. Coach Robinson was working with him there. But, you know, Abram's big thing is playing around the line like a linebacker. He liked to come up and knock the piss out of you. So, I mean, that's his, that's that. And that's why I like Jonathan Abram. I like that, that, that instinct that he has, but playing, you know, dropping back in the pass, he's gotten a little bit better with that. But, you know, if injuries start hitting us, we know Tyron's getting up in age right there. We know Jordan Howden is, you know, relatively, he's kind of, he's new to the game besides what we've seen him do last year, taking Marcus May job. You know, it's always good to have a veteran back there who can step in and help in the pinch. All right. All right. Shout out to you. There go Lo right there. What's up, Lo? Shout out to you, Lo. Good to see you in the chat, man. We're going to talk to what in the world, Bo? My brother, Lo. Shout out to you. All right. So anyway, any more questions, fam, before we can? Nah, the defensive end position, man. I feel y'all on that. Brother Hakeem says, got to play Shaheed in the Debo next year. Kamara needs a new deal next year, too, unless the writing is on the wall from him with Kendre Miller. Guess what, Brother Hakeem? You are absolutely right, sir. Guess what? These Saints, if you look at the Elvin Kamara contract, man, you look at his age and you know things get a little creaky when they start getting closer to that 30 mark. And then his contract, it's not a de-escalating contract, right? Let me see if I could pull that up so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Because Elvin Kamara, right, you know, it's one of them type of deals, man, like well, they kind of worked on it. See, they kind of did it.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Where they worked on, but he got a lot of voided years coming up and they kind of reworked them. But the base salary goes up $12 million. So as he hits 25 in 2025, he hits 30 that year. And the man, here it is right here to kind of accentuate the point that Brother Hakeem is touching on in the chat. You look at Elvin Kamara's contract for this year, it's 10.2. Now we know, you know, some other stuff is going on there. But if you take a look at the 2025, when he turned 30 years of age, it's 22.4 mil. You know, they're not going to pay that. So, and then you can see there's voided money already kicked into the, when he turns 31 and 32. So they owe him, you know, the prorated signing bonus, all that kind of stuff. So it's just, it gets a, you got to think on it at that point, right? Elvin Kamara, we've been having Elvin Kamara here for a while, you know, so, but when they get closer to that 30 mark, you got to be thinking, man, Kendre Miller might see more, because it's hard for me to see the Saints giving Kamara another fat contract. It would have to be something that's catered toward the team. And will he be willing to do that? He probably would find greener pastures elsewhere, but eventually we know this is going to happen. We don't want to see it, but right now, Kamara, right now is good. But you got to look at the cap ramifications, and the Saints are ultimately playing. And Mickey told us, right? Mickey Loomis told us in the press conference this year and in 2025, the Saints are taking more of a conservative approach. That applies to a lot, because also you're looking at 2025 with Elvin Kamara, Paulson, the Debo, also in 2025. So a lot of stuff get to shaking and popping, man, when you start looking at the contracts, man. Really, really, though. All right. Thank you, Brother Hakeem. Yeah, that's a big part of it, man. You're looking at the contracts. You're looking at the years and age of the player, and you know the mentality of the team. Now, we love Elvin Kamara, but not at that rate when he starts hitting 30 and all that. And I'm pretty sure somebody in the NFL might pay him more than the cash-strapped Saints. They're not going to be looking to tie themselves, or they're trying to go in the opposite direction than what they've been going to stay viable. So we'll see how it all shakes and pops. All right. What's up, King Chosen One? Shout out to you. How you doing, Chase? Good to see you in this thing as well. Big ups to you. All right. King Chosen One says, Q, you see Kool-Aid take Alante's spot this year. I don't see that happening, bro. I don't see Kool-Aid taking Alante's Taylor spot right now. We know Alante, the idea when he first came was they were looking at playing him at the safety. That went away fast once Chauncey Gardner-Johnson got traded. And remember, history is kind of repeating ourselves. We got to remember the ebbs and flows of this thing, because the situations repeat, but the players change. You see what I'm saying? The players' names change, but the games stay the same. I'm telling you, we had the same conversation last year with different players. Alante Taylor went through a year where he struggled. The year before that was Paulson Adebo went through the year. When people say, Q, he stinks, we got to get him out of here. I say, no, he's going through a sophomore slump. It happens to people for real. That's a real thing. But what did he look like last year? He was the best cornerback you had. And people vastly forgot about that. I'm saying the same thing will happen this year with Alante Taylor. Don't sleep on Alante Taylor. He struggled last year. But Alante's always been a player that's intelligent about his business, and he's solid as he can be. So don't sleep on Alante Taylor. I expect him to have a similar progression as Paulson Adebo had. You know, we didn't choose wrong with Alante Taylor. Alante Taylor is the real deal. And this year he'll show what he can, you know, he'll step up and you'll see a vast improvement. But you'll see a similar progression like you've seen with Paulson Adebo. Alante Taylor is not a bum, I don't think. And Kool-Aid McKinstry is going to help it when guys start getting hurt, because that's the thing. It's a very rare thing when we see all of our cornerbacks play an entire season, you know, because of the system that we roll. It's not like we're rolling out two cornerbacks every game. We use three. And sometimes stuff happened, like what happened with Laddie Daddy last year when he got rolled up on. You know, that he was lost. And then, you know, we seen Isaac Yiddum step in there. Isaac Yiddum had a lot of playing that happened for him last year that helped him develop even further. And he got a little contract from San Francisco 49ers for that. But Kool-Aid McKinstry is a guy that can come. He will play because of injury. And also he provides an insurance policy in case Paulson Adebo in 2025, the Saints won't go in a different direction because they're having issues monetarily speaking. It's a part of the game, right? What's up, Kevin? How you doing? All right. Bronze, how you doing, sir? Shout out to you. Appreciate you. Tramal says, Q, you read all those? All of them except the blue one I'm pointing at right there? The blue one right there, except for that one, brother. I didn't read that one, brother. Yeah. All of them except for that blue one right there, brother. That one right there, I ain't get to that one yet, man. I was too busy. Yo, what's up, fam? Can you too? You says, Q, I chilled out after a bit of reflection on the draft. Safety is a financially cheap position right now. They got a lot of safeties out there. but I think this is probably going to be what the Saints do. But I wouldn't expect a vast, signing like a bunch of really, you know, well-known people that you're going to get. I mean, well-known people, like Chase Young was probably the flashiest signing that you had, because Chase Young, if he's healthy, he's dangerous. You know, we got Chase Young because he was hurt. If Chase Young was healthy, you wouldn't have got him. Why? Because Carolina would have signed him. They would have gave him the contract. Remember, they traded away Brian Burns. They traded Burns to the Giants. They needed a guy that can come in there and play. So a lot of these guys, like it's a unique circumstance, right? You wouldn't have got Chase Young if it wasn't for him being hurt. You wouldn't have got him. But if he gets healthy, you get the blessing of having Chase Young, because he's dangerous healthy. You got Granderson and Chase. See, that's the thing I'm thinking about. Like the Saints defense, man, speed is the key here. The Saints defense speed. Finally, this could be the year which the Saints eliminate remember for years we've been, that hamstring that we've been having was the Saints defense, or that Achilles heel rather, was the fact that speedier quarterbacks, scrambling quarterbacks would eat the Saints lunch, right? For years. And we was like, man, we need to do something about this, man. Every damn year it's the same thing, right? So the Saints did two really good things. They spent even more resources on the defensive line, getting Chase Young, if he can be healthy, and pairing him with Carl Granderson. And then they went about, you know, just this year, because we could talk about what they did last year when they signed Nate Shepard and Colin Saunders. They drafted Brian Bercy. This is part two of that, you know, too. They knew Cam slowing down. So they got, I just listen, The Carl Granderson and Chase Young pairing is ridiculous if they're healthy. If Chase Young is healthy and Carl Granderson gonna do what he do, but that's absolutely silly if you think about it. Chase Young is dangerous when he's healthy. And you mix and you don't have to overuse him. You throw Cam in there and you can roll Cam inside certain plays and wherever you need him to be to provide pressure. It's gonna be ridiculous. Plus, you have, and you know, you have, like we talked about, Christian Boyd filling in for the Malcolm Roach role. The dude is his first thing is he's a run stuffer. You're not going to be plotting and pushing him out of there, him or Brian Bercy. And ultimately, I want Brian Bercy to take a job and be next to Colin Sanders, move Shepard to the reserve, because I think he's better at the reserve than he is there. Brian Bercy, we need him to take that step. But Christian Boyd's there. And don't leave out Tanu Passanio. Passanio is going to be involved inside the interior defense. And he's a monster when he plays inside. He's 6'7", 300 pounds, and they're batting the ball down, causing hell. So I'm really excited about the Saints' defense, the front seven. If they can stay healthy and remain healthy, Chase Young can stay healthy, and then they're going to be special. And not to mention Willie Gay. Willie Gay is a key to it. Chase Young and Willie Gay, those two dudes are the key to stopping that Achilles heel that we suffered from so long with those mobile QBs running around on us. I'm telling you off top, this will be a special year if those guys scrimmage. Willie Gay is going to be, if they can keep him upright and clean, which I think they can, he'll move around, make blitzes, cover people. It's going to be something special. But first, he got to beat out Pete Werner for the job. So it's going to be interesting going forward, man, with the front seven, what the Saints potentially could be. If the defense is going to be special, we just need the offense to do what it's supposed to do. You know, so we'll see, man. But I think the defense, man, is just doing a lot of really good stuff. We just got to see what they can do, man, you know, straight up. All right, James says, Q, please address these people saying Kamara lost a step. That's insanity, when in reality, the current Saints leadership is the reason AK hasn't been stellar. They're holding them back. Imagine AK with Lamar. A lot of this is true. All of it is true, Brother James. Alvin Kamara was severely underutilized last year. He really was. He was underutilized the year before. And Alvin Kamara hadn't been Alvin Kamara in a while. You know, since maybe with Peyton, you won't say when Peyton was there, or maybe the season, but Peyton knew how to use Alvin Kamara. He had the imagination to know how to use Alvin Kamara in the way he was supposed to, because when Sean Payton had Alvin Kamara, he represented like what, a ridiculous 65% or something, like between 65 to 70% of the offensive production was through Alvin Kamara, you know? So, you know, they kind of dialed it back because they're trying to do the running back by group approach to kind of keep Alvin fresh. But the thing is, you need imagination to have Alvin Kamara there. In my mind, if I'm the offensive coordinator, Alvin Kamara never leaves the field. You're like, what you mean, Q, you got to take a rest? Alvin Kamara is one of the most well-conditioned athletes that you have in the NFL. All the balancing tricks that he does, Alvin Kamara can start a game for you right now. If they fire up an NFL game tomorrow, Alvin Kamara can play. He's ready to play right now. He's always in the best condition and ready to go at a moment's notice. So in my mind, in the offensive coordinator with an imagination, Alvin Kamara could be used in different roles to create mismatches all over the field. You can move him in the slot, put him on the boundary, whatever you got to do. Imagine a cornerback, a nickel guy trying to keep up with Alvin Kamara. I mean, you could do this. You can do it. It's just so many different applications with Alvin Kamara that he catches the ball like a wide receiver. He, you know, it's just so much that you can do with AK-41 that the Saints aren't doing. Bro, you can decoy. You don't even have to give him the ball. It's the fact that Alvin Kamara is out there. They're looking like, what the hell are you doing? You put him out there in the slot as a wide receiver. And they're looking like, why the hell is Alvin Kamara in the slot? Somebody watch Alvin Kamara. And then the play could be going to the opposite side with Jamal Williams running the ball or Kendre Miller running the ball, or it's a toss to Rashid Shaheed. You see what I'm saying? These guys could be used in different ways. They don't have to be just running back all day. That's what I'm talking about, mixing this stuff up, because these are ballers. These are playmakers. They can make plays from different positions all over the damn field. There should be a play where you see three running backs. So you can see all three of them on the field at the same time and Taysom out there. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can line Taysom up there. as a wide receiver. They've done that before. I mean, there's literally, you know, imagination where you can have all three of the guys out there at the same damn time, bro. You really could. If you think about it, you could put all four of them. And I'm talking about four. I'm talking about Miller, Williams, Kamara, and Taysom Hill. Then you can literally put them guys out there at the same time for a play. And they will play different positions and they would excel. They would create mismatches. And that's what's a, that's the part of the offensive game. Creating mismatches using your star players. He's a tough cover. So yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Alvin Kamara was severely utilized by the Saints offense last year. You know, severely underutilized. The offensive line was shitty. And plus, you can see Kamara was disengaged in many of those games. He'd get the ball and run into the hole for two tough yards. And then he'll get up and you'll see his face and he'll just drop the ball. You know, he won't bitch at the offensive line like, man, won't you? You know, he don't do that. He just gets up, drop the ball. You know, he'll drop the ball behind him, you know, stuff like that. You can see he's visibly frustrated because they ain't giving them they're not clearing up nothing. They're playing handsies with the damn defensive lineman. They playing handsies with him. I'm like, dude, what is you doing? Push that guy out of there, man. Clear him out. Clear him out. Push him all the way to the sideline until the whistle blows. Push these guys. Stop playing. And that's what I was saying, too. You avoid injury that way, too. When you're out there blocking, you never know who's running behind you. And that's how Michael Thomas got hurt. Michael Thomas was playing handsy with somebody. Dude, don't play handsy. You blocking that guy, push that guy all the way out to the sideline some goddamn well. Get off the field because you never know when to play. If the play's coming behind you, you never know somebody might not be running right into you, roll you up. Don't do that. Just clear the damn guy out. That's fundamentals. Clear him out.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.